Hello.
Mr. Carlton.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, how's the battle today?
Well, I think it's going well. The talk of the town is the Harris poll.
The one you sent out, yeah?
Well, it was in this morning's Washington Post. The
Post carried it?
They ended up carrying it, yes, sir.
I'll be damned. Well, then the story that they no longer had the Harris poll was not true, wasn't it?
Well, what they did, they spent for a couple of weeks, they didn't carry him.
Yeah.
I think this one was such hot news that they just had to. They are, however, kind of acing him out. They used to give him very good billing on the inside front. They don't anymore.
Yeah.
But I think they just had to carry this one because it was good a story.
Come on in, Henry.
But the Newsweek people have been calling everybody over here wanting to know what people think of it.
Right. So incidentally, that was an awfully good vote we had yesterday.
Wasn't that a good vote?
That was. I called Scott. I just feel. Henry just walked in. I'm just so. The damn Senate is so disgraceful here because I said, Hugh, what do they really think they're doing? And he said, well, they're just trying to get in and take credit for what they know you're already doing.
That's right. Exactly.
They will screw up our negotiations if they get
He's done a beautiful job up there this week, Mr. President.
Scott, yeah.
He really, gosh, he is.
He did a very good job in the UN thing, too, didn't he?
For the last 2 weeks, it started with the court appointments when he really slapped his colleagues down for speculating on them. And then the UN thing, he was terrific, took the lead on it.
That hot pants thing was terrific.
Marvelous. he's a great phrase maker. And then he did a damn good job yesterday. I think Hugh is maybe he's beginning to feel a little more secure.
More secure, and he of course, as you know, Chuck reflects polls enormously.
He's like the willow tree, Mr. President. You know, the winds blow and he bends. Oh, sure he does. Of course he reflects them, and he's reading these polls. Casualty figures were well played this week.
They get a good play on them or change?
Got a marvelous play in there.
Well, they should, for God's sakes. It's the third week in a row, less than 10.
Well, they made that point very effectively, I think.
Incidentally, would you do something, you know that television of the UN thing?
Yes, sir.
Get that shown so that Henry can see it, will you?
Yes, we'll have it.
You've apparently shown it to some people, and they were telling me they were really outraged. How long is it run? 5 minutes? 10 minutes?
Oh, it takes about, if you watch the NBC segments, which are the longest, about 12 minutes. But it's,
12 minutes?
It's well worth seeing.
Fine, and you just put it on the White House line?
Yep, if Henry just lets me know, I'll have it run for him anytime.
Fine. And it's quite a show, huh?
Oh, God. And you should actually listen to Bush's comments about it. Of course, he did a very fine job yesterday. We had that background for him, and he
really laid it to him, huh?
Oh, boy. He said he told the whole story of how they came down and danced in front of his desk and how he'd received apologies from a number of nations. He had received personal apologies from a number of the delegates and from the countries, so that...
Personal apologies.
Yes, sir. And that's the proof positive that they did it. You know, the minute you made your comments, the networks tried to make it look like they hadn't done it. But the fact that they're apologizing for it, perfectly obvious they did do it.
Well.
And he's
seems
good.
To me that the UN thing, just about, we wrote... you know, it's a funny thing. It's Henry was remarking this morning. If those fellows hadn't overreacted, we would then have had the issue of Taiwan being thrown out.
Yes.
But by their overreaction, the issue has turned to them.
That's exactly right.
Do you agree?
What they did was to cause all of the heat to be turned against the United Nations. I mean, they put on such a sorry spectacle. It was interesting, as I told you last night, Cashin was up in New York, and...
the Navy League.
Navy League. 2,500 conservatives, really, I mean, hawkish. When they gave the toast to the president, when they... talked about you, he said twice during the evening, there were standing ovations for you. And the reason that there was such bitterness up there is apparently the New York stations had carried the proceedings live on Monday night. Oh. And a lot of those fellows had seen it, and they were just up in arms over the UN, which is the point that Henry was saying, that if they hadn't done that, all those guys would have been up there grumbling about about China being thrown out, not to...
Yeah, well, let's keep it off over there for a while. We don't need to talk any more about it.
No, I think it'll die down. Jackson took a swipe at us yesterday, as you doubtless saw in the news summary, but and there'll be a little bit of...
For losing,
yep.
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody says.
Well, he said you pledged in July when you said you were going to China that you would protect Taiwan, and by golly, you hadn't kept your promise.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
But it's a passing...
They're just having a time. They're trying to find something to squeal about.
Well, they're desperate. But it's a passing phenomenon, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I think the...
Let me mention one other thing while I be...
yes, sir.
Henry, just come in. In talking to Arthur yesterday, he said that all this business about liquidity and everything is a bunch of crap. And I said, well, why don't you go up and tell some people? He says, I'd do it. He says, if you're doing it. So I'd like for you to talk to Flanagan and get a group of, it should be without the press, but a group of 40 or 50 of the top people, the Gus Levy, what's our other friend over there? Bunny Lasker.
Oh, Bunny Lasker, Al Gordon.
Al Gordon, fine.
Right.
Get a group of them like the kind that I came down here. About 70 of them, and Arthur would go up, and he said he'd really tell them. He says, these guys are all crazy.
I would be delighted if he'll do it.
No, he told me he would. And I told him I was going to tell you. But, I mean, you get Pete in the act, because told him that you and Pete had worked something out. Because he says, I don't know what, he doesn't know any forums. He did the Calvin Bullock forum. Well, that's fine, but that isn't representative enough.
Well, we could get a dinner hosted for him.
Have a dinner, have it posted, without any press. It must be without press. It must be off the record. And where they just come in, they get to see Dr. Burns, and he'll talk for the economic policy and everything. He is, incidentally, much more optimistic on the economy than he both and Connolly both in the council. He says they're just wrong. He believes.
Isn't that interesting? Well, I'm delighted to hear.
He's looking at retail sales, for example, things like that.
Yeah, well,
he says they were adjusted upwards yesterday.
With a tremendous adjustment for August. I think I read you the August revised figures. It's a hell of a month.
Which, of course, he said changed the quarter, too. But be that as it may.
Well, I think I'm delighted he's upbeat. Of course, if you use those Schultz charts with him, he's pretty hard put to
say. Well, that's why he's turning upbeat. You see my point?
Yep.
So we've got him going, so you follow up on it, will you?
I'll make full use of that one.
All right.
I'll follow up.
Talk to Pete.
Will do, sir. Thank you, Mr.